Welcome to the episode 2 of Empathy Series, a weekly conversation about mental health and personal development. I'm your host, Vipin Fargya. On this episode, we talk about mindfulness with Ms. Aarti Shroff. It's a really hot topic which is being discussed in Western circles right now. So let's get into it. Hi, ma'am. Can you please tell us something about mindfulness?
Mindfulness is being present in the moment without judgment. It's a technique which is now very popularly being used, as it's also research and evidence based, and it's being used to treat depression, anxiety, and other mental illnesses.
Okay, so as you said, it's being used to treat a lot of mental disorders. But like, what's the origin of mindfulness? Like, who came up with it? Is it an Indian concept or a Western concept, like an Eastern or Western concept?
Mindfulness actually has origins in Buddhist philosophy, mm-hmm. Hindu religion, and even Christianity. But it's very popularly been known to be a Buddhist concept.
Okay.
And now, because of research, it's now also become a Western concept, but yes, it has its origins in Buddhist religion spanning many hundreds of years.
Oh. So, like, how does someone become mindful? How do they practice mindfulness?
Mindfulness is a practice. It's actually a skill that you have to acquire. You have to practice over a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And there are different ways of doing so. And once you do, you do tend to kind of become more mindful about things, and you're able to kind of manage unhealthy emotions and behaviors through the practice of mindfulness.
Okay. So what exactly, how do you like practice mindfulness? Like, as you said, like, it's concentrating on your breathing. So if I want to make mindfulness as a skill that I practice every day, what do I need to do, the steps?
There are many different kinds of techniques,
hmm.
and you can choose one that suits you.
Okay.
So there are breathing techniques. There are other variations of mindfulness, like being mindful in relationships or being mindful in eating. But a very, very basic and easy to practice mindfulness activity would simply be paying attention on your breath. And once you notice that your mind starts wandering, because when your mind starts wandering, you start thinking about the past or the future, and that's where mindfulness really needs to come into play. And that is the time you bring your attention back to whatever object you're focusing on, whatever activity you're focusing on, even if it's just starting out with focusing on your breath.
Okay.
And once you practice that, once you're able to kind of keep bringing your attention back to whatever it is you need to focus on, over a period of time and through practice, you'll be able to actually be more mindful about what you're doing.
Okay. So let's talk about mindfulness in eating.
Yes.
How does someone become mindful while eating, or on a daily basis while eating?
So my eating is actually quite a sensory experience.
Hmm.
And when we're using our sensory perception for eating and paying more attention in savoring the taste, the smell, the sight of food, as opposed to just being mindless about it and kind of eating, very abruptly, not paying attention to what you're experiencing in that moment, it can result in mindless eating, which can have repercussions like obesity, digestive issues, etc. So savoring is one technique. Savoring is used to kind of pay attention to the color, the texture, the smell, how your food is looking, how it's presented. You can avoid distractions like talking to others or, you know, bringing your mobile on the dining table, using cutlery, and, creating an atmosphere which is least distracting, so that you're main focus is on your food. Okay. And not only your food, but how you feel while you're eating it, and how your senses are perceiving that stimulus in your environment.
Okay, so like it's said a lot of times that people mindlessly eat, and people who suffer from obesity or maybe, you know, different mental disorder, maybe depression, they mindlessly keep eating. Some people suffer from sleep disorder while in depression. So is this one of those techniques which will help people in different situations where they are eating more than they should, but they can't stop it?
Absolutely. It'll help those people become more aware and conscious about eating, rather than using it as a coping mechanism to deal with unhealthy emotions.
So, like as you mentioned before in the conference, there are apps like Headspace, Calm. So does it, you know, affect someone getting distracted? Like since mobile phone is one of those things that you use to distract yourself. So using these apps really help to center yourself, or are they another distraction for you?
Not necessarily. I think they can simply be just used as a tool or as a medium to practice mindfulness. Okay. I think for, you know, people who are not aware so much about mindfulness can use this as a basic kind of training, a step-by-step process that apps like Calm and Mindspace have to offer before they may be moving on to something more advanced.
Okay. So for example, like I've been using Headspace for a long time now. It's been like more than 9 months. I've had streaks of around 30 to 40 days continuously, at least 5 to 10 minutes while sleeping or after waking up. So do I become dependent after a time, or do I leave the app? So I've tried leaving the app, but I can't concentrate after that, right? As the app guides me, it becomes easier for me to concentrate. So am I being dependent on the app, or is it normal?
I think the idea is to learn the skills from the app, but also practice it when you're not using the app and when you're not using the phone.
Okay.
I think if you're only limiting your mindfulness activity when you're using the phone, it may not be that effective, because the idea is to just learn the skills from the app, but you need to apply it in every area of life, whether you have your phone with you, whether you don't.
Okay. So for people who have anger issues, who tend to lash out in you know, normal circumstances, or can't handle stress so much, does this thing help them to, you know, kind of center themselves, like breathing, for taking like 5 to 10 deep breaths in a certain situation? Does it help them to center themselves?
Definitely. I think it'll help them become more conscious and aware of exactly what they're experiencing when they say become angry or sad. Okay. A lot of these emotions have effects on our body, our physiology, and becoming consciously aware of that, and also what you're thinking, can help a person manage those symptoms.
Okay. So one of the like recent issues is like people have their board exams coming up, students. Right. And when people tend to go for board exams, they have a lot of pressures from themselves as well as their parents. Right. So when they are sitting for an exam, they might not feel, you know, exactly centered. You tend to forget things, but you studied so much. So how can mindfulness help in this?
Again, choosing any specific stimuli, be it an object, be it your breath, to kind of use that as a center of focus. So then when you have these anxious thoughts, you can kind of pull away from those by focusing on something that's pre-decided and increasing mindfulness in that moment.
Okay. So since you're a psychologist and you do not prescribe any sort of medicines, how do you help these patients who come up to you with mindfulness? Can we discuss some cases?
Yes. So there was a case of a lady who had difficulty falling asleep.
Okay.
At night. She had no other, you know, presenting symptoms that she complained of, which happened during the day. She was quite functional. So I used a technique called a mindful bell, which was her clock, her wall clock.
Okay.
So every time, you know, she would try to sleep, usually she would have very anxious thoughts, which would prevent her from sleeping. So focusing on the sound of the clock and practicing to recenter her focus on the sound of the clock every time her mind wandered helped her increase being mindful over a period of time.
Okay.
And over a period of time, after all this practice, whenever she would listen to the sound of the clock, she would her mind would automatically associate it with falling asleep.
Okay.
So the sound of the clock then got associated with her falling asleep, and that helped in her sleep issues.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's great. So is there any difference between mindfulness and meditation?
Yes, there is. Mindfulness is more focused as compared to meditation. When we're practicing mindfulness, our main agenda is to focus and pay attention. And we're also looking at the component of not being judgmental about what we're focusing on. So when we focus on something, we realize that our thoughts don't necessarily stop. Our thoughts are still entering our mind, whether they're anxious thoughts or whether they are self-deprecating thoughts. And the idea behind mindfulness is to not judge those thoughts, allow them to be, allow them to pass.
Okay.
So that is the main differentiation between meditation, which is not very specific to focusing on any stimuli, but more kind of unstructured. And mindfulness also focuses on being non-judgmental to what comes up in our mind when we're paying attention in that moment.
In episode one, we discussed about the distractions that internet and technology has brought in our lives. And this episode really succeeds the last one really well because, you know, all this information that is coming our way, we really don't know how to process them well. And by learning the skill set of mindfulness and, you know, adopting mindfulness in our lives, we can really be clear-headed and mindful about the things that we are doing, the actions that we take. I hope when you guys listen to it and, you know, try different things, research on the internet about what mindfulness is, or adopt meditation in some sort of way, and it will really help everyone to, you know, focus on the right things. So I hope you guys loved listening to this episode. We'll keep coming with new episodes every Saturday. And as I mentioned in the last podcast as well, if you guys think that for anyone who's listening, if you think that you need any kind of help, we can redirect you to different professionals, especially for anyone who's based in Mumbai. You can check out my email in the YouTube description or contact me on various social medias. Thank you so much.